Hey, so what do you do, listeners? I just wanted to let you know that there's drums under Storm's track for a minute, and it goes away. And I don't really know why they're there, but he's asleep now. So I'm just going to leave it and give you the podcast. Okay, bye.
This episode of So What Do We Do is sponsored by FaxZero.com. Send faxes for free online.
And if you click the Fax Congress button right on the main page of FaxZero, you can send a free fax to your congressperson or senator. Faxes can get through when phone calls don't, and you don't have to use a phone.
Hooray! Thank you, FaxZero.com, and now, the podcast.
Don't you feel like our democracy's not dealing like we used to see?
It's news to me, some choose to be enabling this mockery.
It's human and it's history.
Communication is the key.
Now come on, you can talk to me, so what do we do?
Hello and welcome to So What Do We Do?
Yeah, it's, place for your face when you're back from outer space, I guess.
Yeah, when your face gets back from outer space and you need a podcast to listen to, this is the place for it.
I got to confess, I'm a little off my game right now. So, you know, got to say I'm feeling a bit beat down right now. So, I'm going to lean on you Angela.
Can I ask what's up? What's up? What's up?
It's just the weight, you know.
Yeah.
It's just the stuff. Got to say that the thing that, and mostly it's just the news stuff,
yeah.
and the sense that that we're in crazy town and there are no trains leaving. In particular, the Kathy Griffith thing.
Yeah.
Bummed me because she was wrong.
Yeah.
But it's this false equivalence thing where someone does something idiotic who is on the left side of the spectrum, and that just nullifies a whole, you know, literally people killing people, right?
Yeah.
Actually killing people, just gone. Like, that didn't matter. None of that matters because someone did something really stupid. So I don't know. I think that's the thing that sort of was the thing that kind of did the thing. See, I'm relying on the word thing so much right now. That's how dire the straits are at the moment.
That I understand. Well, I have some good news for you about different words we can rely on when we get into it in a minute. But yeah, that's a bummer. You want everybody on your side to be good all the time, but that's not, I guess, an option. So what are we, you know? So what do we do?
Yeah, what do we do? What do we do about that? I mean, obviously, you try to maintain your own yard. But, you know, if the neighbor looks at your yard and you've got a few blades of grass out of shape and they've got 10 cars up on blocks and the rest and say, you got a blade of grass out of shape, you're just as bad. Anyway, I'm back. Happy Storm. He's here.
Happy Storm.
And he's got the news.
Happy Storm.
So what the what?
What the what the what?
So what the what?
Oh, I wanted to say before we got into the news that the big news in my life is that I went to Taco Bell for lunch today. So.
Hey, that's kind of exciting.
Yeah. Well, usually we record before lunch in my world.
Right. It's so warped because we're on different coasts.
Yeah.
And having to think, we're playing 3D chess here,
mm-hmm.
Recording on two coasts.
It's basically the most complicated thing anyone has ever done, if you think about it.
Oh, easily. Like going to the moon, going to Mars, that's nothing
no.
to recording a podcast on two coasts.
No, it's basically, I mean, they have like satellites and stuff. All we have is ourselves and our microphones, you know, and we're doing what we can.
And that is not a lot to work with. So I think we're doing okay.
I think we're great.
We may have an opportunity to do this not on two coasts, actually record it.
That's right.
At one go next week, but we'll see. We'll see.
Yeah. I think we should still put up a screen in between us. Or maybe one of us should build like a spaceship to just sit in so it's more like a Mars mission.
Yeah.
Than
or do the tin can thing with the string.
That would be great.
I'm sure that would be greeted by everyone here as a great thing just to remember for however long we talk.
I think that's smart. I think that's really, really smart. So I'm ready for the news now. I think I'm ready for the news now.
All right. My ever pursuit to organize things, I've got several blocks of things happening. The first is hypernationalism and isolationism. And these two headlines are Trump pushing away liberal democracies. And it's not good. Headline one is Trump will withdraw the U.S. from the Paris Climate Agreement. Perhaps you've heard about that.
You know, I have.
It's funny. I don't know where you heard that. I go to some pretty obscure sources. And there's good news on it, too, in that the European Union is planning to bypass the Trump administration after Paris Climate Agreement pullout. So that's a thing that's happening. That's a thing. And I'll also say this wasn't a headline for this week, but it also ties with the pattern of basically shirking the NATO commitment and really kind of creating a lot of uncertainty with our traditional allies. So that's, I think that's the big story this week. What do you have to kind of soothe that burn?
Absolutely. My calming thoughts this week is I Googled the cutest words. And so I have a list of the cutest words as well as their definitions. And I thought that might just be kind of fun. So the first one I have is befuddled, which is a pretty cute word. And I found that these words are actually even cuter if we say a few in a row. So let's just do this. Befuddled, snickerdoodle, hullabaloo.
Befuddled, snickerdoodle, hullabaloo. You know, I love it. Before you started in on it, my guess would have been that there would be a lot of L's in these words.
Oh, yeah.
And I don't know. We've only heard befuddled, snickerdoodle, and hullabaloo, but so far it's off to a raging start. It's like a little roller coaster for your mouth and mind.
It is, and also that would be a great band. It's like it's like the kid version of Nickel Creek or something like that.
Yeah, yeah. Well, it's sort of like the, I guess it was 18th century Head and Heart type of thing. It's a revamp of that.
Sure. Well, that's my start. We'll get back to our cute words.
That
if you give us a couple more news.
All right, that did cheer me. So we can
okay, good.
We can dive right into rising violence. and these three headlines are under the heading of that this violent atmosphere is growing in this country, and the world is no exception, with little to no acknowledgement on the right about it, except to join us all in denouncing comedian Kathy Griffin. And the three headlines I have are that Texas lawmakers reportedly threaten each other with violence, gunplay, after protest over an immigration law. Mm. Portland stabbing suspect says, you call it terrorism, I call it patriotism. And the third is that the Portland Republican Party said that the Republican Party should use militia groups following the racial attack. And of course, I don't have a headline for it, but the so-called free speech rally and its protests occurred this weekend in Portland, and you are in Portland.
Yes, I am.
I guess I was heartened that yes, there were people that created some bit of scene, but at least for now, it seems that it was confined to those groups of folks and wasn't much more than that, probably due to the great efforts of the Portland police, I'm guessing.
Yeah, it's a wacky time to be out here. and I don't know. I mean, we could talk about this a little bit later with our discussion topic, but it doesn't feel super safe, even like from either end. Our anarchists are trying to make a point a lot of the time.
Mm-hmm.
I am very heartened that the so-called free speech white nationalist protest did not go unopposed by any stretch, which was awesome.
Yes, yes. Nor did it devolve into something utterly terrible. So
yes,
that's pretty great. But still, I you know what? Some cute words, I think, would take the edge off.
Absolutely. How about this? Wispy rhubarb pumpkin.
Wispy rhubarb pumpkin. Well, I got this tingling feeling, like like it was some sort of spell that one would learn at Hogwarts. And I swear to you, here in my basement studio, that some things started to maybe almost twitch as if they were going to levitate. So that's pretty great.
Yeah. I also have some words that I don't know the definite. I didn't know before, so I'm gonna say one of those right now just so we can learn something. And this word is kitly benders. Do you know this word?
Kitly benders.
Yeah.
It sounds very 19th century. It sounds like an article of clothing or accoutrements of some sort.
Sure. It is, and it's almost got the word kitty in it, which is just cute to start with.
Sure.
Kitly benders is actually, so it's thin bending ice, or there's also like a sport or perhaps just a challenge of running over such ice.
Huh.
Like, I'm gonna go do some kitly benders. That sounds dangerous, but also cute, I guess.
Join me in kitly benders or there shall be fisticuffs.
Exactly. Yeah, it's a very fisticuffsy sort of vibe.
Yeah, I'm picturing handlebar mustaches and the ice, probably in Minnesota.
It does sound about right. Either Minnesota or England.
Yeah, they're kind of the same thing, right? They're pretty much the same.
I think, I'm not sure. Either way, they probably are in a different time zone than either of us, so we have no way of knowing.
And no, and we shouldn't dispatch someone because that would be one step too far, and this whole thing would just fall apart.
Wispy rhubarb pumpkin kitly benders.
That's easy for you to say.
I think maybe that's a Jane Austen character.
Or just an opening paragraph that just isn't referenced again until, you know, 120 pages in.
Right. All right. What else you got?
All right. The wheel keeps spinning on the whole Trump-Russia thing. Just a brief rundown, since there's always so much happening. Mm-hmm. In addition to Jared Kushner, Trump's personal attorney and the Attorney General Jeff Sessions are now both under the microscope. And Trump reportedly wants to give back the diplomatic compounds believed to have been used in the election hacking for nothing in return. And just recently, Putin has kind of been playing footsie with the U.S. press, appearing on an NBC News special. And James Comey, the fired director of the FBI, will be testifying this week. So that's sort of what's happening. Things keep rolling. Nothing dramatic has happened. So,
gosh,
if you have something modestly cute, that would be pretty great.
Sure, absolutely. Inglenook Brumby.
Wow, that sounds like the cutest, most do-goodingest street gang there ever was.
Do you know about these two words, by the way, Inglenook and Brumby?
Inglenook, I should know. Go ahead.
Yeah, it's a nook or corner beside an open fireplace.
Yes, that word is so perfectly suited for what it is describing.
Mm-hmm. I'd like me an ingle nook. That sounds nice.
I like portable ingle nooks because it's all well and good to be at home. But if you could be, you know, going about your business out in the world day to day, not that I ever leave the house, but
yeah.
if you're someone who leaves the house, how great would it be that wherever you are, you could just, you know, stop, drop, and ingle nook?
So that's my next Kickstarter. It's called Stop Drop Ingle Nook, and it's just portable ingle nooks for people of all ages, and just get in on the ground floor here for what do you think, $1,200? You get your own portable ingle nook?
Yeah, either $1,200 or maybe, you know, $20,000, $50,000, you know, whatever.
Yeah, I mean, there's different sizes, and if you just want to pay $30, you can get the logo for Portable Ingle Nook Incorporated on a T-shirt, and that'll be, you feel like you're part of the movement as well.
Yeah, well, that would be pi squared, Portable Ingle, never mind.
And a Brumby is a wild or feral horse.
Ooh, wow.
Which I didn't know, and apparently named after, a guy who just had like wild horses running around his property. He's an Australian guy named James Brumby, maybe, because he used to have all kinds of wild horses. It's like, oh no, there's another Brumby. So
that,
there you go.
That might be the most Australian thing ever. but there are a lot of things that are the most Australian things ever. But that's
true
on that plateau, I believe.
If there was a word that was after your name, what would you want it to mean?
If there were a word?
That was like, there was something that was named after you.
Oh, I see.
What would you want it to be?
All pizza. I would want all pizza to be named after me.
Uh-huh.
I think that's that would cover it. Yeah.
Yeah. What are we going to do for dinner tonight? Maybe order up some storms?
Yeah, let's storm tonight. Yeah. Yeah, dial up some storm. Bring.
Gets a storm on the line.
Yeah, because you know why? Because everybody likes pizza. Everybody likes pizza.
That's true.
I mean,
it'd be accurate. You're a likable guy.
Oh, thank you. Thank you. I needed to hear that right now.
All right, do you have any more news?
Yeah,
let's do it. Let's do it. I got lots of words.
I got a little grab bag of stuff that falls generally under obstruction of justice and the GOP enabling Trump's bad behavior.
Great.
Four headlines. White House will stop taking questions about Trump-Russia investigation. Just, you know what? Pfft, screw it. We're just not going to address it and it'll go away. It's the
bug bladder
beast of trawl method. If you can't see it, it can't see you or something like that.
Yeah.
Second one, Devin Nunes unilaterally issued unmasking subpoenas while acting separately from the Russia probe. If you'll recall, Nunes is the fella who is in charge of the Russia investigation stuff on the House side and who had to recuse himself for being a nasty wasty. And he's just still at it. Skullduggery. Two more. The government is spying on journalists to find leakers. Nothing
great
at all disturbing or authoritarian about that.
Yeah.
And White House orders agencies to ignore Democrats' oversight requests, which is I can't say this enough. It's just not only is it not normal, it may also be against the law, but that's sort of where we are. And GOP don't care. You know, they're getting their cookies. So
yeah.
I hope you have back that cute word truck up to the window here. And
sure, absolutely. So how about this Poplin cribbage carry widget?
Okay, cribbage I definitely know. That's
yeah,
it's a very popular game. I actually know a lot about cribbage. So poplar, was that one of them?
Poplin, which is a fabric.
Oh right, poplin, yes, that's
a
tactile fabric.
And then carry widget is an absurd question, a quibble, a conundrum, a pun, a piece of jocularity or facetiousness, which I feel like is a word you might enjoy using at some point, Storm.
Carry widget.
Might come up.
Yeah, no, it's terrific. I feel like my life is strewn with carry widgets. I don't know. It might be my soul stuff. So carry widget, I will I just have to remember it. It's like kind of like, well, carry Richard, carry widget, so... That's not too hard to remember. But that's cheering. That's cheering.
Yeah.
Now I only have one more item, and it's sort of resistance.
Okay.
And it's positive that the latest reputable poll indicates that the support for Trump impeachment rises. And beyond that, there was one out today, just that the number of people who support Trump on the whole is less than the number of people who are supporting impeachment, which, you know, polls don't dictate what is going to happen here, but ultimately it's what people are willing to support through the people who are exercising power that will dictate what happens. So it's not unimportant. Yeah. So that's what's up.
Thank you, Storm, for doing all of that. Let's see. I just wanted to say a couple more words that I looked up just to have them.
Yeah.
Do you know what gloom is?
G-L-U-M-E. Oh, gloom. Is it an adhesive that keeps feathers together, like glue and plume?
Yeah, it's like it's what birds use. No, it's the outer husk of like seeds of grain and grasses.
Oh, so like separating the wheat from the chaff, I guess there's a layer of gloom that you have to contend with as well.
Yeah, that's a thing to think about so you don't think about the news. And then also the word snaffle. which I think is a great word, which is a
double F.
A horse. Yeah, double F. It's a horse bit, like the thing that the horse has in his mouth.
It's been a rather equestrian journey with these words.
You know, I was noticing that too, and I think maybe just horses are cuter than we think they are.
They are cute. And you know what? It could also be, you think about it, how many words that we use that relate to like automobiles or computers that you forget that basically horses were freaking everywhere and their mm-hmm. care and use and maintenance. There had to have been a lot of words that simply don't make sense to use anymore and that didn't cut it in the age of the internal combustion engine.
That's fair. I've been thinking about horses since I saw Wonder Woman. There's a lot of horses in Wonder Woman Storm. I know you haven't seen it yet, but...
You know what? I'm going to go tomorrow.
All right.
I keep pledging that I'm going to... You know, I'm basically become pop culturally illiterate, just so far behind, especially on movies. So, and then that's one I'm very keen to see and have been for a while. It sounds awesome. And you know what? Horses, all's the better. And that is not at all a spoiler for me. That's an enticement.
It's very early in the movie. Awesome. Well, I don't have any listener questions this week, but if you do want to send us a question, go to ask.fm/sowhatdowedopod or tweet us or whatever. We would love to talk about whatever you are curious about, listener. So let's shout out our sponsor and then get into this week's discussion topic. Does that sound good, Storm?
Yeah, because our sponsor is terrific.
Is this week's So What Do We Do is sponsored by Fax Zero.
Because at Fax Zero, you can send five free You can send five free faxes a day, up to three pages each, to anywhere in the U.S. and Canada, including to your elected representatives.
Hey now. Click the Fax Congress button on FaxZero.com's main page, and you'll get to the special Fax Congress page where they have lists of the reps' fax numbers, which they update regularly. Click any of the links in that rep's name and fax number are pre-filled for you. Such convenience.
And you know, Fax Zero is the famous, prestigious outlet because mm-hmm. they've been mentioned in Wired, 538, and Teen Vogue.
That is awesome. Now, for additional faxing needs, you can choose to pay $1.99 for fax or for longer faxes if you want to send more than five faxes per day to Congress people or anybody you want.
So thank you, FaxZero.com.
So I want to talk about two things, and we have actually alluded to these a couple times, but the topic name is The Advantages and Disadvantages of Going Outside. I want to talk about leaving the house because I think you and I seem to be in opposite swings right now. Because I, for a very long time, was never leaving my house or doing anything. And I'm doing it, like, every day now and, like, seeing people and stuff.
Yeah.
And I'm like, oh, yeah, this is nice. It started with my therapist prescribing me to leave my house. Thanks a lot, therapist. Mm-hmm. But there's also, I mean, there's a lot of reasons not to. And there's also, I think, ways to get around, like, the really hard stuff about staying in your house that gets you down while still not having to engage with the outside world, I think. Trying to get away from the internet, ways to get yourself in a middle ground between being a social butterfly and just looking at Twitter moments and being upset all the time.
Yeah, I think that's actually terrific. It's something I keep pledging that I will do. And I've actually been doing a lot of gardening, which is terrific because it is technically outside, if not in society itself, and also is a doing thing. You're making a thing. Anything where you're out and about, it's the take a walk thing. Let's go ahead and preemptively call that a serving suggestion. To clear your mind. For me, I tend to, you know, like we both are, we work for ourselves and have different projects, businesses, whatever you want to call them, and that I feel guilty if I just step out and say walk to a coffee shop. I feel beforehand like I'm wasting my time, that no, I need to be working. And that when I actually do it, I feel great because your mind frees up and you realize, oh, I've been carrying around this glossy, greasy cloud, and all it took was walking a little bit and having some headspace to just get rid of that. And then suddenly your mind is brighter again and you're more focused and you're actually doing stuff. So I would say A plus to your therapist for that recommendation.
She's very smart. It absolutely is a thing. And I think it takes a little bit of just like realization in my head between like I am in my room and I don't want to go anywhere. But if I'm just sitting and like staring at my phone, I'm wasting the same amount of time I would be wasting as if I like walked around the block and talked to some squirrels mm-hmm. about their days.
Mm-hmm.
It's just a tricky thing. And there's also the thing of if I'm going to leave my house, I might as well make a big deal out of it. I might as well go to a rally and see all my friends and do all of these things. And, you know, it's hard to find a middle ground. I think the self-guilting of how we spend our time. Maybe it's especially bad for people who are self-employed, who know that their time is their money a little bit more, but I think everybody is dealing with that right now. We've all got all the anxiety and all of the pressures.
Well, it is difficult also if you're not feeling good about things or about yourself, that it can be hard to reach out through that. And I don't know. Maybe I'm projecting, but I sort of feel just from the tone of just Twitter and Facebook that people are feeling a little rugged, a little rough.
Yeah.
So
Storm, do you have techniques to get yourself away from the internet, or
I do,
or ideal techniques that you would use?
It is take a walk. It is do a bit of gardening, and when I say gardening, I mean walking around the yard and picking at weeds. Nothing big or fancy, but it comes around to doing some constructive wandering, I guess, mm-hmm. is the best. And sometimes I will force myself to be passively entertained. And there's a big difference. Between trolling around, I don't mean being a troll, but roaming around on the internet, flitting here and there.
Although you are a well-known internet troll, especially in video game communities, right?
I have my moments. I have my moments. Yeah. People don't usually notice that I'm trolling, but sometimes. But a passive entertainment, watching a movie as something that just you engage with it, but not in the same way. And it can be more relaxing. So, mm-hmm. I mean, most people I don't think have trouble watching, say, a half an hour episode or an hour episode of something. But sometimes I do. But anything that gets you away from that hyper-engaged thing, so to give your mind a freaking rest.
Give it a rest. It has been such a long time, and I realized this weekend and last weekend, because I finally got around to it. But like, since I've just hung out with friends and I had a bunch of people over to Aubrey's house to make a music video this weekend. And it was just great to be around people and exist in a sort of casual setting. And I find being around people, at least people you feel comfortable around, can be a really recharging thing if you can get yourself into that moment.
Yeah, for sure. That's actually one of the things I'm looking forward to with heading out west next week. Actually, most of the people that I would choose to just hang out with don't live in my town. So that makes it. Mrs. Storm, of course. As far as sort of reaching outside of your house and being human that way, there are fewer opportunities. So,
absolutely.
But it's a good
thing. I also went to a Mountain Goats concert last night and forgot how nice it is to see live music and how, like, feeling in front of other people and everybody's feeling together. That's really nice.
Oh, yeah, especially when it's someone like John Darnielle. So,
yeah,
that's kind of great.
He's so beautiful. Everybody was yelling and crying and swaying, very gentle dancing.
Yeah, that's you hit for the cycle right there. You know, if you'd had only two of those, it would have been a good night out.
Yeah. I think it can be hard. And I know we've talked about like self-care on the podcast before, but it's a thing that I keep forgetting and having to remind myself about, to just like go and talk to people and have a conversation with a friend where you don't try to solve anything, you know, where you just sort of talk and process what's happening and say what world you wish you saw, so that you can have that thinking out loud time and that friend time. And everybody kind of moves forward that way without having to have the stress of we have to be doing something right now about it. Although we should be doing something, I guess.
Well, sure. But it should never be one of all or the other.
Yeah. What storm have you found that there are places on the internet that you try to completely avoid these days?
Yeah.
And are you able to do it?
No, I'm such a creature of habit.
Yeah.
You know, I do my news patrol every day. And there are places I don't enjoy going, but I do, like Fox News. But no, I'd say I wouldn't say there are any places that I used to go that I've stopped going because they annoy me so much. I do find myself watching cable news a lot less. I just feel like it's not helpful.
Yeah.
Most of the time. I still love Rachel Maddow because she actually steps you through things in a very factual and logical way, but not this sort of constant churn where they just chew on one thing so much, I feel, to the detriment of actually gaining any real understanding.
Yeah.
So
that's I've been trying to avoid like the real time updates of Twitter. Like if anything has just happened, I will just disengage because there's not going to be any facts or news for a day. You know, it's not going to help anybody to just watch the building burn.
Well, I've really disengaged from Twitter a lot recently.
Yeah.
And it comes and goes in cycles, but I sort of feel like, I don't know. I remember when it felt odd to tweet things about, you know, for lack of a better word, politics, and that no, we shouldn't mix that. And now you look, and it's all about what's happening. And to me, it's a normalization, and it's unavoidable. And I don't feel like it's something where we shouldn't be, you know, just joking about this stuff. We should, but at the same time, I feel like it makes me sad because it says there right now there isn't enough happening, and I think that's going to change. I really do, mm-hmm. And that we need to keep ourselves fresh for when our voices will matter, and that that there will be opportunities to empower the people who can make the changes. So that's my story, and I'm sticking to it.
It's a good story. I liked it. Could have used some cuter words, I guess, but, you know, that's my bias.
Yeah, a perambulator. All right. So where are we at?
Where are we at? You mean in the world or in the podcast?
Yeah. You know, it's all blending into one anymore.
The podcast is the world, and the world is the podcast. Well, I guess I want to talk just a little bit about the final thing, and maybe like in specific with your plans to see friends soon. If you were to give advice to other people who are like, "Man, I'm just feeling so stressed. I don't know what I would even do when I see my friends." Like, do you have a way to mentally prepare from going to hermit life to friend life, and what are the things you tell yourself, or do you have specific goals or anything like that?
No, the thing is, there's no gray area. Like once I'm there, it's great.
Yeah.
It's just sort of doing it. I'm horrible at social, like many of us.
Yeah.
I'm actually very excited about I signed up for the Jen and Trin's friendshipping package.
Nice.
That they had done, which I think is going to solve all of my problems.
That's all it takes.
That you have this kit of things that, you know, I often ask myself, why does anyone want to hear from me? But then at the same time, when you hear from someone else, it's like, hey, I'm glad I heard from them. Mm-hmm. So just having these cards and like postcards that have pre-printed great messages that it's not like, you know, hey, we should, you know, hang out and make these complicated plans. It's just like, hey, I like you. Bye. and sometimes I think that's enough. And just having a construct that it's easy. I think that's one of the ways in which I'm most definitely a nerd.
Yeah, I like that. You and I are both performers. Do you find that you have a different like persona on stage or even in social situations than you consider yourself when you're alone? Is there a different?
Oh, for sure. Most definitely. I remember, certainly on stage, and I've always had a stage persona that is me. I remember back when I had a career type job that someone came to see one of my performances with our old a cappella band, Da Vinci's Notebook. And after the show, she's just like staring at me. And you know, she was asking, I don't know what to think. was that the real you on stage, or is it the you at work? And I thought for a second and thought, well, they both are.
Yeah.
You know, that's me when I'm on stage in front of an audience. And when I'm just, you know, in this other context, this is who I am. And that's not crazy. And an interaction after a show is a different thing entirely, too. Like, it used to be very, I don't know if you found this mm-hmm. to be the case when you first started gigging, but that at first it was very strange and awkward and weren't sure what you should do and, you know, learned not quickly, but eventually that saying thank you never fails.
Yeah.
It just never fails. And it's always appropriate and good.
Yeah. I think there's a stress or I remember in my younger life, like, what is the real me? You know, like, am I a loud person? Am I a quiet person? Because I consider myself pretty, you know, a person who will stand up for themselves, but also like have been in situations where like, man, Angela's so quiet. She's such a quiet person and she always looks angry or she's so cheerful. Like, and I think that's, you don't have to have a real, like one real you. And it's okay if you feel like you're a little bit of a different person. Like, I don't know if you don't have to put pressure on yourself to only hang out with the people who make you feel a certain way. Just like, go have fun. I think that was the point I was trying to make.
Oh, for sure.
It's okay to, if you feel like you're putting on a show or whatever, like a lot of us are.
Oh yeah. Yeah. No, for certain. That's part of being a person. I think you only run into trouble if you can't reconcile how you are in one context to how you are in another. And
yeah,
it's actually germane to what's going on right now is that, well, people who are trolling or presenting themselves in these ways, it's a cause for hope too, that, you know, that's, I don't believe who they absolutely bedrock are. It's certainly a face that they are showing you and choose to show you at that moment. But that indeed, most people are many faceted.
Yeah. I think there's a way to be many faceted, but also not a big old liar.
It's possible. Yes.
Awesome. Okay. Well, that's, I think a good place to stop on our discussion topic. Let's get into our serving suggestions and wrap this baby up.
Yes. One that I think is terrific if you're able for the those two teenage girls who were confronted in Portland and that were defended and two people lost their lives and another was stabbed, that there are funds to help out. And certainly for those who passed away and survived, but the girls in particular, that that shouldn't be forgotten. You know, it seems funny to say that, but that they're the people who were the target of this hate And I can't imagine what they would be feeling through all of this and everything that happened. And we'll put the links up.
There's a youth caring site to for girls who survived Portland's Max attack.
Yeah. So, and you know, even if you can't contribute, of course, that's fine. But just to be aware and just think about how these things play out, because it's real people. It's not just news, and it's all getting closer and closer to us personally. And for many, it is here. It is here, and for many others, it's been here for a long time, and we're all seeing it now. So that's the first one. I think we covered self-care pretty good. So
yeah, I think we did that.
So feel free to grab any of those or several, and you know, make yourself a little basket of self-care, and that'll help. And then it's a theme, but calling your representatives, contacting them, faxing them, it does work. And I think the one to direct people to right now is to stopping the ACHA. That's the Frankenstein Trump care thing. Because, you know, that's something that we can't take for granted, that it's going to fall off the rails, and that it just impacts, I think, more than anything except for an all-out nuclear war. That is something that would just affect people's lives so directly. And that is something that being forceful about, vocal to one's representatives, can make a difference. Yeah. So that's your serving suggestions for this week.
That's great. Thank you for listening to So What Do We Do Pod. We appreciate it very much. If you have any questions, you can go to ask.fm/So What Do We Do Pod. What do we do, Pod? And we will answer them. I'm also, I think, going to set up an email address for questions as well. Thank you to the nice people who are talking to us on Twitter, like Dave Dowds and Joey and Clara and Dawn and Julie. Julie Coulter says that her husband would be the top contender in the cat petting championship that we pitched last week. So
oh, yeah. Oh, thank you, Julie. Julie is a pal, as is Dan. You know what? We'll have to circle back on that one. Let's make that kick, jump, and breathe.
Yeah, let's do that. Do we have any final words this week, Storm? We might be together next week. That would be exciting.
I think we have to make that happen. You know what? I don't have any final words, but I'd like to hear some of those cute words again as my final words.
Oh, absolutely. Here we go. I'm just going to read some more words, and then we'll fade out into music. So thanks for listening to So What Do We Do. Befuddled, snickerdoodle, hullabaloo, inglenook, brumby, tiddlywinks, wimbrel, carrywitchet, gloom, Whiffle, button, Capramolgus, whippoorwill. Everybody go see Wonder Woman. Bye.